Nick and Reader just found out they had a relationship with the same woman. Her name is Siri.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I'm back from holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm feeling fantastic as well, too. I did something over my holidays that I'm very proud of as well. I went on to Tinder.
Oh.
Went back on the old dating apps. I thought it would be cool just to see what it would be like to be a guy in Victoria, British Columbia, swiping on Tinder.
Hmm.
Just wanted to see what kind of ladies they had out there. And let me tell you something. Apparently, I'm super popular on Tinder in British Columbia because I got like 40 matches.
Wow.
That's never happened to me. It was a huge bummer having to tell them all that I live in Saskatchewan and I will only be there for a week. But most of them had a good sense of humor about it. But that's because of my opening line.
Oh.
Now, I promised to everybody out there that I would teach them a secret. This is how you win at Tinder. It's just you get that opening line.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I would say.
Okay.
If you were a fruit, you would be a fine apple.
Ah.
And if you were a vegetable, I would bring you flowers to the hospital every day. It worked every single time.
Oh my goodness.
I think that just boils me down perfectly. You know, I'm a bit of a goof, but I'm also a big, big old sweetheart.
Mm. That's quite the opener.
It was surprising. So if you're out there listening right now and you're on Tinder and maybe you got like a match with somebody and you haven't sent them a message yet, feel free to use that. It works every single time. 60% of the time, it works every single time. I'm telling you.
That math doesn't make sense.
What would be your opening line? I'm that Craig Reed.
Please. I don't know. I've never really thought about it.
Do you have any weird messages from Tinder? Any funny messages? Do you have an equally funny opening message on a dating app? Let us know on our Facebook page, facebook.com/morefoxfm, or call us 783-3699. Feel free to use mine, because it guaranteed works, I tell you.
Nick's ready to dance at the Ukrainian festival in Dauphin.
Reader's ready to eat pierogies.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Reader, I got to spend some time with my teenage cousins. Teenage girl cousins. One's 14, cool. The other one's 18. It's weird, because, you know, I basically watch them grow up, and they're becoming adults, and it's scary to me, and I couldn't imagine how my aunt and uncle feel about it, but, like... I got to spend time with my 14-year-old cousin. She was gearing up for her middle school graduation because they live in Alberta, so they have middle school, like junior high. So she's getting ready to go to high school next year. So they had this big farewell ceremony.
Cool.
And she bought high heels. She had stilettos. It was the first time that she was wearing stilettos, and she had to show me. So she was practicing walking around in stilettos in the kitchen.
Huh.
And it kind of got me thinking about how that's like a big deal. I can imagine that is a huge deal in a young girl's life, where the first time they get to wear like fancy shoes to an event like that. Because I can't for the life of me think of like a male equivalent. Like when I was in grad or farewell, I just wore a suit. If I ever need to dress up for something, I just wear a suit. We don't really have something cool like high heels.
No.
And it got me thinking, like, would you ever try walking in high heels?
Oh, sure. I don't think I've ever done it that I can think of.
Just watching my cousin walking around in stilettos, like, they were pretty high. I don't know what they're called. They have, like, the tiny little heel spike in the back.
Oh,
that's
my.
A stiletto, I think. And it looked scary, precarious.
Hmm.
When you're a guy that's as heavy as me, I can't imagine putting all my weight down on that little spike.
I know, you think you'd just crack the heels.
Either that or just like put my foot through the sidewalk and strike oil, you know what I mean?
True enough.
I think I'd try it though. I don't think they make high heels or stilettos that would fit my gigantic feet, but like if there were... I would be down for trying.
They'd be a custom job, probably.
Definitely a custom job.
I don't know. I mean, I can only think of platform shoes in the 70s and Kiss running around in their giant boots.
Or like royalty in like the 17th century in France.
Mm-hmm.
Like they wore high heels, like you see in portraits and stuff. But no, I just I thought that was kind of neat, that I got to witness that sort of formative moment in my cousin's life where she got to wear these heels because she was stoked. She really wanted them. She got them and she rocked them. I did, however, tell her to wear flats because I know one thing, every single woman in heels that I've ever hung out with at these events, those heels come off after a few hours because they just don't want to wear them anymore. So I said, hey, take some flat shoes. You're wearing a dress. No one's going to see your feet. And she did. So shout outs to her. Let me know, how old did you start wearing high heels? Or, you know, do you have a daughter that's at about that age? Are they going to wear high heels for something like their grade 8 farewell? Because that's coming up here, too, at the end of the month. So give us a call, 306-783-3699. You can message us on Facebook as well, facebook.com/morefoxfm.
Nick's a drummer.
Reader plays trumpet.
Their jam sessions are loud and pointless.
Play it loud, okay?
Monday morning, Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader. Good morning, Reader.
Good morning.
You can also find us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/morefoxfm. You can find a picture of Reader and I right now because I'm back.
Yes.
I got my vacation mustache on, and I'm a little more tanned.
Mm-hmm.
And got a bit of sun while I was on holidays. Another thing that happened on holidays, speaking of Facebook, is I didn't use Facebook for 2 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah, I took a little vacation from everything, from work, from all of my bills, and from Facebook. And
did you just delete it from your phone while you were gone?
No, I saw it on my phone. I just didn't check it, you know? Yeah. And Facebook does this thing that I have you. Well, first, I want to ask you, how long have you gone without checking Facebook?
Oh, I've gone maybe a day or two.
Okay.
Here and there. But not much more than that.
You should try going for like more than a week because strange things start to happen to Facebook. Like Facebook gets worried about you, like a relative that makes you call them as soon as you drive somewhere. Because I was off of Facebook for 2 weeks and I started getting these notifications on my phone where it was like, hey, your friend posted this on Facebook. You should go see it. Or, hey, you have a notification. Like, things were happening on Facebook, and my phone was trying to tell me to check Facebook, but I still resisted it. And you know what? I think I can fix that. I think that every time one of those notifications show up, they should play the song as, like, a notification sound.
Oh. Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Could you imagine that?
Oh, yeah.
If Facebook was, like, just smooth Lionel Richie trying to get your attention.
A little Lionel goes down good.
I never knew that was a thing, that if you don't check it for long enough, they're like, hey, please come back.
I don't know. See, I have notifications for Facebook shut off.
Oh.
So I don't get them. The only time I see that I have notifications is when I actually open the app.
Okay.
So otherwise, I have it totally shut off. Same for Twitter, same for Instagram, because with the amount of things that beep and come up and everything all the time, my phone would be flashing with notifications all the time.
You'd much rather, instead of beeps, you'd rather have a little bit of Lionel Richie, though, right?
Certainly be nicer. Yeah, I get text notifications and calls, and that's it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Nick and Reader's goal for 2018 is to make all the best of 2018 lists. For what?
Well, they haven't decided yet.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Papa, are you near me? Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you help me not be frightened?
Exactly the song that you think of when you want to celebrate Father's Day. Let's get a little bit of Yentl going on here. It's Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader. Of course, yesterday was Father's Day. Shout-outs to all the dads out there.
Yeah.
I spent Father's Day with my actual father because I was still in Saskatoon for the day.
Cool.
It was cool. We had did some barbecuing and stuff. I got to see my dad and my grandpa.
Awesome.
And then he wanted to go fishing, so I dibsed out on that pretty fast.
You're not a fisherman?
Not a fisherman. No, I like getting drunk in boats, but not much for fishing.
Oh.
So, how was your Father's Day? Did you give your pops a call?
I did. Got to give Dad a shout in the morning, which is earlier than I usually rise on a Sunday. In fact, they were surprised that I was calling that early after being out of the golf tournament the day before and everything. They thought they might hear from me a little later, but I surprised them that way. But I was able to chat with Dad for a bit before he had to go out and feed some calves and do some work there on the farm. So
I love Mother's Day and I love Father's Day. They're awesome holidays because parents don't get enough props for what they do. And, you know, I always like to reflect on Father's Day of all the things that dads have brought us over the years. You know, we got the dad joke.
Mm-hmm.
I love dad jokes. That's if you people know me, they know that I love a good dad joke.
They are great.
Also, dad jeans.
Mm.
I'm a big fan of dad jeans as well. Stuff like Birkenstocks, you know, dads can make those cool.
True.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine. He has Birkenstocks. Once he had a child, he can pull them off.
Nice.
It's like this magical thing. Like once you transform into a dad, you can pull off certain looks. Fanny packs.
Yeah. Well, you know, they talk about the dad bod, but I will say this. My dad is in far better shape than I am.
Yeah, you know, as a guy who has a dad bod, and I'm not even a dad, I appreciate them for bringing in the dad bod, too.
And from years of milking cattle, my dad has huge forearms that could crush me. He could crush me!
I love
if
that.
If he wanted to.
Just that line alone makes me so happy that I'm back. From milking cows awesome. Alone, my dad has huge forearms.
It's awesome.
Are you stoked on your dad for Father's Day? You know, all my friends are. Just social media is an indication, too.
It's good to see everybody showing love to their dads.
Because no dad has Facebook.
Mine does.
Mine doesn't.
Yeah,
I don't know a lot of dads on Facebook, so shout-outs to your dad for being 2018. How very woke of him.
Uh-huh.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.